Forgive my cold, I'll try to speak up and
但我有一点感冒，所以我想我尽量大声一点。
So, this morning, I'm going to use a little baseball analogy real quick for, the game plan this morning.
今天早晨我要用棒球做一个比喻。
So James and I get to, come up here and hit a little single and get us all running.
然后我和翻译的弟兄一起来到这里，我们要打那个棒球得一个单点。
And then, Michael and Julia can come up and, hit us and bring us all home.
那 Heavy hitters. 那个张弟兄和那个姊妹，他要让我们打一个全垒打，让我们回到家。
So as we begin, let's just take a moment and look to the one that really truly brings us victory this morning.
所以今天早晨我们来看一下什么是能够让我们得胜的秘诀。
Lord, we do just cast ourselves upon you.
主，我们把自己仰望交托在你的手里。
We're so thankful that you desire to speak, to reveal yourself.
主，因为我们知道这是你的心意，你愿意向我们显明你的自己。
We do ask that you would take even the feeble words of man.
主，求你让我们人软弱的言语
to reveal something that is on your heart.
让我们能够说的是你心里面所愿意的。
Lord, we your people need to hear from you.
让我们的所有的你的儿女也愿意来听你的话。
And we commit ourselves into your faithful hands.
我们把我们自己交托在你的信实的手里。
May your spirit have its way this morning.
愿你的灵与我们同在。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名， amen.
All right, let's turn first to verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
让我们先打开哥林多前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章。
We're going to read verse 1 and 2.
我们读第四章第一、第二节。
So 1 Corinthians 4:1.
哥林多前书四章一节。
Let a man regard us in this manner as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God.
人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。
In this case, moreover, it is required of stewards that one be found trustworthy.
所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
Now, if you could turn to Revelation, the very last book in the Bible.
然后让我们打开圣经最后的启示录。
Revelation chapter 1, we're going to look at a few, couple of different little passages in chapter 1.
启示录第一章。
So Revelation 1, verse 1 to 3.
启示录第一章第一节到第三节。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his bondservants the things which must soon take place, and he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant John.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。
Who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw.
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.
念这书上的预言和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的，因为日期近了。
And then finally, verse 9 and 10.
然后第九和第十节。
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份，为神的道，并为耶稣所做的见证，曾在那叫拔摩的海岛上。
I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet.
当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见我在后面有大声音如吹号说。
So as a child of God, we have the privilege of being identified with Christ.
所以作为神的儿女，我们有这样一个权柄来和耶稣基督相交。
In Christ, the world really has no claim on us. We are bond servants of the Lord Jesus.
因为我们是主耶稣的仆人，所以这个世界在我们身上没有权柄。
He is the one we love because he first loved us.
他是我们所爱的那一位，因为他先爱了我们。
And in addition to that privilege, we have the responsibility, the calling to be stewards of the mysteries of God.
除了这样的权柄以外，我们也有我们的责任，因为我们是蒙召来做神奥秘事的管家。
So the question we want to consider this morning is, are we trustworthy stewards, or as some translations say, faithful?
那我们是有忠心，或者是我们可以被依赖的管家吗？
Can we be trusted with this stewardship, this calling the Lord has given us?
在神召我们做管家这件事上，我们是有忠心吗？
This morning I actually want to take a look at a New Testament brother and to look at a couple aspects of this trustworthy steward.
所以今天早晨我愿意借着新约来看一些新约里面的弟兄姊妹来看管家这件事。
See if we can glean a couple of things about how or being a trustworthy steward.
所以让我们来看我们怎么样能够成为有忠心的管家。
So I want to consider our brother John the Apostle.
我们来思想一下我们的弟兄使徒约翰。
John, who in this passage declared himself our fellow partaker in the tribulation, in the kingdom, in the perseverance.
在前面我们读的圣经里面，约翰说：“我是和你们在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份的。”
John is our dear brother that wrote at least five books of the Bible. He gave us the Gospel of John.
我们的约翰弟兄写了圣经里面的五篇，写了约翰福音。
First John, Second John, and Third John.
约翰一书、二书、三书。
And then this final book in the Bible, Revelation.
然后写了启示录。
So this morning we want to look really at the latter part of his life in three aspects.
让我们来思想他晚年的一些事情。
First, our identity as stewards.
第一个是我们管家的身份。
We are stewards of what we receive.
我们管家是管的神所赐给我们的那些事。
Second, our service as stewards.
而第二个是我们作为管家的一个侍奉。
And then third, an aspect of our reward as stewards.
而最后一个是我们作为有忠心管家的奖赏。
And the result of that reward.
而也是那个奖赏的一个结果。
So let's start with the first point there.
让我们来思想第一点。
Our identity as stewards.
我们作为管家的身份。
Now John, we know from even his gospel, doesn't use his own name.
约翰在他写的福音里面，福音书里面，他并没有用他自己的名字。
John describes himself as the one whom Jesus loved.
他只是说耶稣所爱的那个门徒。
He in fact, throughout his life, came to this place where he had no identity apart from Jesus.
所以他让我们看到他除了主的爱以外没有其他的身份。
And to arrive at this point, we have to consider and we have to understand something of this unconditional love.
所以当我们来到这一点之前，我们先必须明白这一种无条件的爱。
Nothing qualifies us to be children of God.
因为没有任何的事情是我们做了可以让我们配得神的爱。
Nothing earns us the right to be these stewards.
没有任何的事情是让我们能够值得来做神的管家。
Except for the unconditional love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
除了耶稣基督的爱以外。
And the sacrifice, his finished work on the cross.
和他在十字架上的牺牲和他的爱。
So while we were yet sinners, enemies of God,
当我们还是罪人，神的敌人的时候，
he loved us, he gave himself for us.
他已经爱了我们，把他自己给了我们。
And he took the death that we deserve on that cruel cross.
他在十字架上为我们死，因为那个死是我们自己的罪所配得的。
And praise the Lord, he rose from the dead to deliver us from the bondage of sin and this world.
他也从死里复活，让我们能够脱离了这个死和世界的捆绑。
He has made full provision for what he desires us to be.
他为我们所要成就的已经有了完备的救恩。
Now this world says, who are you?
这个世界告诉我们说你们是谁。
You must have an identity.
因为你必须有一个身份。
You must be distinct. You have to stand out and express yourself.
你必须和 与人众人不同，你必须来表达你自己。
Today the trend is you must cover yourself in tattoos.
所以今天 的流行的是说你必须在身上做一些那个标记。
Many are becoming walking billboards, but what is the message they are carrying?
所以你就成了一个流动的广告牌，但是你的广告牌上写的是什么呢？
John, however, had no identity apart from the Lord Jesus.
但是约翰让我们看到他除了主以外没有别的身份。
He identified himself as a bondservant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他自己是一个主的管家。
Now I want us to remember that the Lord has uniquely created each and every one of us.
所以主创造我们每一个人都是不一样的。
He has a specific and even a unique purpose for each and every one.
所以他在我们每个人身上都有一个不同的心意。
But we are not robots. We are not intended to be clones of one another.
但是我们不是机器人，我们也不是克隆人。
Because we are all only parts.Of the body of Christ.
因为我们都只是基督身体的一部分。
The Bible declares there is no good thing in us apart from the Lord Jesus.
所以圣经告诉我们说，在我们里面除了基督以外，没有任何的良善。
But at the same time, He does a unique work in each one of us to display something of His glory and His honor.
但是他在我们每一个人的身上都有不同的工作，让我们能够来彰显他的荣耀。
So the question is, what is our focus?
所以那我们要问的问题是说，我们的注意力是在哪里？
Where is our attention? Is it on ourselves or is it on the Lord Jesus?
我们的注意力是在我们自己的身上，还是在我们的主身上？
So if we look back at our brother John and when he wrote this book of Revelation in the latter years of his life.
所以来让我们来看使徒约翰和他在晚年所写的启示录。
Revelation was written roughly around AD 98 or 98 years after the birth of Jesus.
启示录大概是在主后98年左右所写的。
So John was probably born a little bit after Jesus, but we know they walked together, and so John was quite aged by the time he wrote this book.
约翰出生的出生要比主耶稣晚几年，但是我们知道他们在地上一起行走了很多年。
And also, just as a reminder, when they did walk together on this earth, John was the apostle that laid his head on Jesus' chest.
所以当他们在地上一同行走的时候，约翰曾经靠着耶稣的胸膛。
I know I've shared this before, but the picture I get there is that John was listening to the very heartbeat of the Lord Jesus.
我以前交通过这个故事，所以我们可以看到约翰他是曾经听见主耶稣的心跳。
But even with this intimacy, even with this closeness,
但是虽然有这么样一个亲密的关系，
when the time came in the garden and Jesus was arrested and taken to the cross,
但是当主耶稣被捕的时候，
all forsook him, even John.
所有的使徒都逃离了，包括约翰。
So now we come many years later and we find really a much different situation and a more mature John.
所以很多年以后我们看到一个不同的情形，约翰也就更加成熟了。
All the other apostles that had walked with Jesus had already died and gone home to be with the Lord.
所有其他的使徒，那些与主一同在地上行走的使徒已经离开这个世界和主同在了。
John had been blessed with what we might say was a long life.
约翰有这样的祝福让他在世上能够长寿。
As a matter of fact, he found himself on an island of paradise.
实际上他好像发现他自己是在一个天堂岛上面。
Now you're going to have to stay with me here for a couple of minutes.
我们也许要花几分钟的时间来讲一下这件事。
So, John was actually on an island when he wrote the book of Revelation.
当约翰写启示录的时候，他是在一个海岛上面。
And it was on the island of Patmos, but he was not there by his choice.
他是在拔摩的海岛上面，但是他不是因着他自己的选择去那里。
So he was actually considered a prisoner.
因为他实际上是一个囚徒。
Patmos is described as a rocky and a desolate, barren island.
而拔摩是一个有很多的荒石、偏僻、荒凉的一个海岛。
And it was used by the Roman government as a place to banish criminals.
罗马政府用它来流放那些囚犯。
And they were actually, the prisoners were compelled to work the mines on the island.
这些囚徒被迫在海岛上面的那个矿井里面工作。
I imagine an exhausting and a difficult situation even for a young man.
即使是一个年轻人在这样的情形下面也会每天都疲劳不堪。
But here was John there in an elderly age.
约翰在他老年的时候，在他晚年的时候。
Subject to that hardship because of the word of God and because of his testimony for the Lord Jesus.
他因着主的话语和为主话语所得的见证而这样受难。
So not quite the island paradise life we might.
不是好像我们所想象的那个天堂里面一个岛的那个生活。
As a matter of fact, from earthly perspective, we could have understood if John was a little discouraged.
所以我们从我们世上的人来说，约翰也许会有一点沮丧。
We might understood if his if he was a little overwhelmed by his circumstances.
也许他被他的环境所胜过。
Maybe if he shrank back a little bit because of the difficulty of his situation.
也许他因着这样的磨难患难而退缩一些。
After all, he had been faithful for many years. He had been living for the Lord Jesus for many years.
他为着主做忠心的管家已经有很多年。
We might say he deserved more.
也许我们可以说他应该配得比这些更好的。
We are often deceived or misled by our false sense of, quote, the prosperity gospel.
我们也许很多的时候被那些被那些福音所谓的福音所误导。
John was in fact, if he had any challenges with these things, we know that in fact he was not discouraged.
但是我们看到约翰并没有退缩。
We find that the record shows he is in a more intimate relationship now than even when he walked with the Lord Jesus.
我们看到他甚至比他和在主耶稣一同在世上行走的时候与主有一个更亲密的关系。
John seemed to find a treasure in the Word of God that kept him in the very presence of the Lord.
约翰在主的话语里面找到了这样一个宝贝。
A presence that he dare not deny or leave again.
这样的一个宝贝他是不能够否认。
In the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God.
太初有道，道与神同在。
And the Word was God.
道就是神。
So he found himself on the Lord's day in the Spirit.
所以他在灵里面看到了主的道。
Returning thanks, returning praise, worshiping the one that was worthy.
所以他用感恩赞美来向主有回应。
How often do we get caught up in trying to measure even our spiritual life in earthly measurements?
很多的时候我们是用地上的标准来衡量我们属灵的生命。
Seems we misunderstand blessings often.
很多的时候我们也误解了神给我们的祝福。
And we underestimate the true blessing of the intimate relationship with Jesus.
而我们完全低估了和主亲密关系的一个奖赏。
How often do we get caught up praying for just ourselves?
很多的时候我们是为我们自己祷告。
Our health, our children, our personal items.
我们自己的健康，我们的儿女和我们自己的私事。
Our jobs, our circumstances.
我们的环境，我们的工作。
Often with the wrong focus.
所以我们的注意力往往是不对的。
And miss the very heartbeat of what is on our Lord Jesus Christ.
而我们往往误解了我们主心上的。
Now these are all things that we should pray about.
这些是我们所要祷告的。
But in what context are we praying about them?
但是我们是在什么样的环境当中来祷告这些事情？
Are we praying in the context of how the Lord wants to reveal himself?
而我们的祷告是为着主可以向我们显明他自己吗？
Of the work that he is doing in our lives?
是他在我们生命当中所做的工吗？
Of his testimony?
是他的见证吗？
With the right focus, it really transforms our understanding of the answer to prayer.
如果我们的注意力是对的， 我们的祷告就会门垂听。
Seems often that I miss being able to glorify the Lord because of not understanding His answer to prayer.
很多的时候，我没有看到神的荣耀，是因为我的祷告的注意力不在神的不在主的心上。
Seems we are often too concerned about what others think about us.
很多的时候，我们更多的想是别人怎么样来看我们。
Instead of what do they think or see about our Lord Jesus Christ?
而不是说他们怎么样来看我们的主。
Well, where was John's focus?
约翰的注意力是在哪里呢？
John recognized this unconditional love that had captured him.
约翰看到了主给他的无条件的爱。
And he came to a place of how to return and respond to that love.
他也看到他应该怎么样来向着这个爱有回应。
He learned the value of his identity in Christ.
他也认识到他在他的这个身份的一个价值。
We need to remember that the focus is not on the one that is loved.
我们应该认识到注意力不应该在那些被爱的。
The focus really needs to be on the one that is loved.
而我们注意力应该在那一位，他就是爱。
So let's look at the second point.
而我们来思想这个第二点。
Our service as stewards.
我们作为管家的侍奉。
So as I said, John learned, you can really see that he learned to love the word.
我们可以看到约翰是这样的爱主的道。
Treasure the word.
他爱主的话语。
He understood the word was Jesus.
他认识到道就是神。
And you get this picture that he continued to lay his head on the chest of Jesus.
所以他看到这样一个图画，他可以继续把他的头靠在主的胸膛上面。
He appears to be soaking in the word, meditating upon the word.
他把自己浸在主的道里面，来思想主的道。
Relying upon that word.
也来依靠这道。
Not man's interpretation of the word, not man's idea of the word.
不是人对这个话语的解释，也不是人的想法。
But rather God speaking of that word.
而是神所讲的道。
Christ is the very expression of the word.
因为我们的主就是那道的表现。
John testifies that he declared all that he saw.
所以约翰见证说他把他神所给他的道全给了我们。
So what he heard, what he saw, what he handled.
他所看见、所听见、所摸着的。
What he touched in Christ, he had to share.
所以他所有这得到的这一切，他都必须来交通出来。
Nothing more and nothing less.
不多不少。
In 1 John, he expresses how he has to respond to this love.
在约翰一书里面，他说到他必须向着爱有回应。
He declares he must fellowship.
他必须和弟兄姊妹有交通。
And in fact, this fellowship with one another is fellowship with the Father and the Son.
而与弟兄姊妹的交通相交，就是与父与子的相交。
John could not be just a spectator.
约翰不能只是一个旁观者。
Even in bondage, even in isolation.
虽然他被囚。
John had to actively respond to what the Lord was doing.
他必须向着主的话语继续有回应。
John, even in his old age, seemed to continue to run with endurance.
所以在他老年的时候，他还是忍耐奔跑。
And it's just a reminder that as we come and as we gather together, we cannot be spectators in the body of Christ.
所以当我们一起在聚会的时候，我们不能在神的身体里面只是成为一个旁观者。
We must fulfill our responsibility as stewards.
我们必须来做神奥秘师中心的管家。
And as bond servants to the Lord.
来做神的管家。
And we do that by bringing in our portion of Christ to every gathering.
所以我们把我们每个人所领受的主每天都交通出来。
And really to every situation of our life.
不管我们生命当中的情形如何。
So our service is really summed up threefold.
所以我们的侍奉应该有三个方面。
To minister unto the Lord Jesus, praises, thanksgiving, and worship.
成为主耶稣世的管家，来赞美、 感恩和敬拜。
Secondly, to fellowship with one another and be built together as the body of Christ.
第二个是和弟兄姊妹有交通，在主里面一同被建造。
And third, to be a living testimony in this world.
第三个是在这个世界上面成为主耶稣一个活的见证。
Let a man regard us in this manner as bond servants of Christ.
让人以为我们在神的事奥秘事上可以成为忠心的管家。
And stewards of the mysteries of God.
是成为神奥秘事的管家。
So I encourage you to continue to gather together, to share, to fellowship this word the Lord speaks to your heart.
所以我愿意鼓励弟兄姊妹更多的来聚会，交通，来交通主向我们每个人所显明的。
I think we're all refreshed when we hear testimonies of how, even though we're tired or challenged or difficulties are in our life.
即使我们的生命生活当中有患难，我们也要一同来交通。
How refreshing it is to come together and to share Christ with one another.
当我们一同来交通主耶稣的时候，我们的灵里面就得着更新。
All right, finally, briefly, this third point.
第三点。
An aspect of what is the reward of being trustworthy.
第三个就是说，我们作为管家的一个奖赏。
And the results of that reward.
这个奖赏的一个结果。
So as we said, John, despite unpleasant circumstances,
约翰他不喜欢那些困难的情形。
Despite persecution, despite isolation,
他不喜欢逼迫，不喜欢被隔离。
Despite what outwardly didn't look like blessing,
他虽然好像没有得到祝福。
We find John dwelling in the very presence of the Lord Jesus.
但是我们看到约翰他好像活在主的同在的里面。
As John obeyed and as John was in the Spirit, rightly related to the Lord Jesus.
而在灵里面，他和主耶稣在一起。
The Lord came in and he provided John a revelation beyond his imagination.
而主来到约翰面前，给了他这样一个看见，是他从来没有所想过和求过的。
Beyond what John could even ask for or imagine.
是超过约翰所求所想的。
John saw the revelation of Jesus Christ.
约翰看到了主耶稣的向他所显现的。
A picture, a glimpse of this eternal fullness of the Lord.
而看到主永远里面的一个丰满。
And the fullness of time.
和一个时代时间里面的一个丰满。
Now John had already seemingly seen a lot in his life.
约翰好像在他生命里面已经看到了很多。
Seemed he experienced a lot in his life.
他也经历了很多。
But John recognized, no matter how much he saw of the Lord, he really only saw dimly.
约翰他意识到，虽然他看到很多，他只是模模糊糊的看到主。
There's a vastness, a beauty, a glory yet to be discovered.
在主里面有一个广阔，一个美丽，一个王权，一个威严，一个荣耀。
And it will take us an eternity to discover and experience all of that glory.
也许要尽我们的一生才能够来发现主的爱。
But what a wonderful way to spend it.
这是一个何等奇妙的事。
So John received this vision, this glimpse.
所以约翰看到了这样一个意象。
And the question is, what did he do with it?
但是他是怎么样回应的呢？
Had to be very much a personal encouragement.
这是在他个人身上。
Had to give him quite hope in his situation.
给了他指望。
Certainly a personal blessing.
也给了他祝福。
However, John could not keep it to himself.
但是他不能就把这个留给他自己。
It had to be shared.
他必须把这个交通出来。
John said he had to proclaim it.
他必须来传扬。
The Lord said, write, and John wrote.
主所说的，约翰都把它写下来。
And he wrote exactly what the Lord said.
他所写的是主所告诉他的。
John didn't try to interpret it for us.
他没有来翻译。
John didn't try to teach us. He didn't try to instruct.
他也没有来像教导我们。
John wasn't seeking to rebuke.
他没有责备。
He wasn't even necessarily seeking to encourage.
他甚至没有来说要鼓励。
He wasn't trying to sound spiritual.
他没有想好像一副做出一副属灵的样子。
And he didn't declare, I know more than everybody else because I've seen this vision.
他没有说我比众人知道的更多，因为我看到了，我得到了这样的一个意象。
But in faithfulness, John did share and obey exactly what the Lord spoke.
但是在信实的里面，他把主所告诉他的完全的写交通了出来。
And this living word that he recorded did teach us.
但是他这个活的话语，他所写下来的是教导了我们。
The living word does instruct us.
这个活的话语来让我们归正。
The word rebuked some where needed.
这个活的话语也来责备我们。
The word encouraged some where needed.
这个活的话语也来鼓励我们。
And the word gave hope.
这个话语也给了我们指望。
And the word continues to reveal the glory of the Lord.
也继续向我们显明主的荣耀。
And so John calls himself just a brother and fellow partaker in this school of Christ.
约翰他说，我只是你们的弟兄和你们在患难国度忍耐里一同有份。
But he was a trustworthy steward.
但是他是一个有忠心的管家。
And in his endurance and in that trustworthiness, the Lord revealed himself face to face.
但是在他的忍耐的里面，主向他面对面的彰显了他自己。
In a fullness that brought John into the very joy of the Lord.
在丰满的里面，让约翰来到了一个喜乐的境界。
But John's faithfulness in response to that vision.
但是约翰的忠心和他向着那个意象的反应
also brought others into the completeness and into the joy of the Lord.
也带众弟兄姊妹一同进入那丰满的里面。
So in closing, just a couple of considerations or thoughts.
所以在我结束之前，我有几点请弟兄姊妹思想。
Are we trustworthy stewards of this mystery?
我们是神秘奥秘式的管家吗？
Question to ask ourselves is, do we have an identity apart from Christ?
我们除了主以外有别的身份吗？
Are we focused on ourselves?
我们的注意力是在我们自己身上吗？
Or do we treasure the word and do we hear the very heartbeat of our Lord?
而我们是宝贝主的话语，我们听到主的心跳。
Are we at times only spectators in the house of God?
很多的时候，我们在神的家里只是一个旁观者吗？
Or in fact, are we ministers of His life?
我们是他生命的管家。
And do we faithfully share this light, fellowshipping together?
我们在他神的事上忠心的和弟兄姊妹有交通吗？
Which is fellowship with the Father and the Son.
而且那也是和父。子一同相交。
So we are privileged to be identified with Christ.
我们这是我们的权柄，让我们和主有相交。
And we are called to be responsible stewards of these mysteries.
我们所招的是我们门招是做神秘式奥秘式的管家。
So may we consider and repent where we have all fallen short.
所以让我们来思想，来悔改，来思想我们在什么事上有不足。
And together press on into the fullness of the Lord.
让我们向着主丰满的身量。
Into this joy of this intimate relationship he has called us.
让我们在他与他亲密的关系里面有喜乐。
By his grace may we be found faithful with what we have received.
在他的恩典的里面，让我们可以被发现是他忠心的管家。
Lord, we do just thank you for your faithfulness, your calling.
主，我们感谢你，你的忠心，你的信实和你的恩召。
May we be obedient and responsive.
让我们顺服，来向你有回应。
To display the glory of the Lord.
来彰显你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名， amen.
I will yield to Mr. Michael.
下面把时间交给张弟兄。
谢谢主赐下的这些忠心的仆人。
We thank the Lord for granting us faithful servants.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，牧羊人和教师。
He has given us teachers, apostles, shepherds, and ministers.
我要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So that for the building up of all the saints, to build up the body of Christ, so that we can all serve our functions.
所以我感谢主，我们中间就有先知。
I thank you that we have prophets among us.
大家看见我在这里，不要说 Robert 弟兄长得这么寒酸。
Robert is supposed to speak, but don't say that this is Robert's looks.
我长得不像我们弟兄那样英俊潇洒。
I am not as handsome as Robert.
因为两个礼拜前，我们的姊妹跟我说，两个礼拜以后她要给我翻译。
2 weeks ago, our sister came to me and said, 2 weeks later, I'll be translating for you.
It's out of blue, 我不知道从哪来的。
So it is all out of the blue.
因为时间表是 Robert 弟兄。
Because the schedule, the ministry schedule listed Robert as the speaker.
结果一个礼拜过了差不多一个礼拜，忽然间事情来了。
And then after a week, something happened.
Robert 弟兄家里有急事要回台湾。
There's some family emergency and Robert has to go to Taiwan.
负责弟兄就要我来代表亚伯 Robert 弟兄在这里交通。
So the responsible brothers has asked me to speak on behalf of Robert.
所以我们姊妹的预言是应验了。
So the prophecy of our sister has been fulfilled.
她今天正在给我翻译。
So today she is translating for me.
我们现在书归正传。
So now let's turn to the main topic.
我们感谢弟兄，我们交通那个忠心。
We thank the brother who has shared with us about faithfulness.
我要交通荣耀。
And I am going to share with you about glory.
当一个礼拜前那个弟兄要我交通的时候
，A week ago when our brother asked me to share.
我在主面前寻求主，让我里头的感觉是要交通一个题目。
And I went before the Lord to seek His will, and the Lord put a topic in my heart.
就是神的福音，耶稣基督。
Which is the gospel of God, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我在主面前思想的时候
，As I meditate upon the Lord,
有四个点从脑出现在我心中。
There are 4 points that show up in my heart.
第一个点就是有一个人在荣耀里，这就是神的旨意，这就是福音。
The first point is that there is a man in glory. This is the gospel, and this is the will of God.
第二个点让我里头的感觉是，这个人从做人子开始，他是大卫的儿子。
And the second point is this, that this man started out as a son of man, and he was the descendant of David.
第三个点是要交通的说，他这个人进入了荣耀，他是神的儿子。
And the third point is that this man has gone into glory, and he is the Son of God.
第四个点要交通的是说，这个人要带众子进入荣耀。
And the fourth point is that this man will bring many sons into glory.
结果上个礼拜上前一个礼拜周末，我准备的时候，我发现，哎呀，我可能今天只能交通两个点。
As I was preparing this past weekend, I realized I could only share with you 2 points.
结果昨天当我把这里头再填起来的时候，发现更糟糕。我今天只能交通第一个点。
As I started to fill out the details, I realized I could only share with you 1 point.
所以我今天只能跟大家交通第一个点。
So I'm going to only share with you the first point.
有一个人在荣耀里。
A man in glory.
这就是神的福音。这就是神的旨意。
And this is the gospel of God, and this is the will of God.
我们来读几处的圣经。
Let's turn to a few passages in the Bible.
我们先读罗马书一章四第一章第一节到第四节。
Romans chapter 1 verses 1 through 4.
这是整个的主题从这儿出来的。
This is where the main theme of my topic is from.
罗马书第一章一到四节。
Romans 1 verses 1 through 4.
罗马书第一章一到四节。
Romans 1 1 to 4.
翻到以后我们一起来念，中英文一起来念。
After you turn to the passage, let's read together in our own language.
耶稣基督神仆的仆人保罗奉召为使徒特传派神的福音，这福音是神从神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说他是从大卫后裔生的，按照圣餐的灵说他以他从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。第二趟出的圣经我们要读以弗所书第一章二十二二十三节。
The second passage is found in Ephesians 1 verses 22-23.
以弗所书第一章二十二二十三节。
Ephesians 1:22-23.
以弗所书第一章二十二二十三节。
Ephesians 1:22-23.
我们翻到在一起念。
Let's read together.
他已将万有伏在他的脚下，他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是他充满万有者所充满的。我把二十二章的那个后一遍照着原文再翻译一下，重新翻译一下。
Let me translate the second half of verse 22 according to the original language.
是他向着教会做万有之首。
Which is toward the church, he is the ruler of all things.
不是为着教会，是向着教会。
It is not for the church, but toward the church.
最后我们读罗马书第八章。
Finally, let's read Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章二十八到三十节。
Romans 8:28-30.
罗马书八章。二十八到三十节。
Romans 8:28-30.
我们翻到在一起念。
As for we turn to it, let's read together. And
we know that God causes all
things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren.
他预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又教他们得荣耀。我们再有一点点祷告。
Let's have a few words of prayer.
主，我们愿意把这一点的时间再仰望在你恩典的手中。
Lord, we want to give you this little time in your gracious hands.
让我们在这里听见你自己的心声。
Let us hear your own personal words to us.
愿你实在是向着我们的心讲话。
May you truly speak to our hearts.
愿同一位灵膏抹听的、翻的和讲的、听的和翻的。
May the Spirit, the same Spirit would anoint the speaker, the translator, and all the hearers.
愿你实在是借着你自己的话照亮我们的心。
May you truly use your own words to enlighten our hearts.
把荣耀制作在我们的身上。
And constitute glory in each one of us.
好带众子进入荣耀。
And you will lead many sons into glory.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣灵。
In the precious name of His holy name we pray.
Amen. 在这今天这个题目里头，这个小标题里头就是神有一个人在荣耀里。
There's a subtopic today, which is there's a man in glory.
那么这个人现在有一个人在荣耀里。
Currently, there's a man in glory.
这个人就是耶稣基督。
And this man is the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是使徒保罗所说，就是神的福音是关乎他的儿子。
This is what Paul was talking about, that this is about the gospel of God concerning his son.
是，就，所以换句话说，福音就是一个人。
In other words, the gospel is a man,
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Which is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道耶稣是我们主在地上的时候，他做人的时候的名字。
We know that the name Jesus is the name that he carries on this earth while he was on this earth.
是神借着他的使者向约瑟跟玛利亚告诉要给他起的名字。
And he sent his angels to tell Joseph and Mary to name him Jesus.
这就是希伯来文当中的约书亚。
And in Hebrew, it means Joshua.
就是耶和华拯救。
Which means Jesus, the Lord God, the Savior.
因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
Because he will save his people from their sins.
这就是保罗所说的，即使时候满足，神就差将他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法之下，要把律法以下的人救赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
This is what Paul, when he mentioned, but when the fullness of time comes, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order that he might redeem those who were born under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
这里的这个时候就是时间。
The time here is talking about timing.
在希腊原文里头，这个时候是单数的。
In Greek, this time is singular.
就是指旧约时代满足了的时候。
Which means the conclusion of the dispensation of the Old Testament.
我们的主就降生在地上，道成肉身。
And our Lord became flesh, and he came to this earth.
基督的意思就是受膏者。
The meaning of Christ, Messiah, is the anointed one.
是因为他从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子而进入荣耀。
It is because he was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead.
且被高受高被立为主为基督了。
And he was anointed as Lord and Christ.
这是使徒彼得告诉我们的。
This is what the Apostle Peter has told us.
这就是神的福音，就是一个人。
Which is the gospel of God is a man.
是一个神人二性的人在荣耀里。
A man who has a dual nature of the divine nature and the human nature, and he is in glory now.
这就是五旬节的故事。
This is the story of the Pentecost.
就是教会在地上如何在时间里开始的故事。
This is also the story by which the church began on earth and when time began.
大约比那个时候早600年之前。
About 600 years ago, prior to this, 600 years prior.Before this event,
yeah. 先知以西结在异象中看见的时候
Ezekiel saw this in a vision.
他看还看不太清楚
He couldn't see it very clearly.
他说他当看见在穹苍以上的宝座上有仿佛人的形象
He said that he saw there was in the expanse a figure with the appearance of a man.
是仿佛像人
He had the appearance of a man.
在荣耀的宝座上
And he was in a glorious throne.
今天我们虽然肉眼看不见
Today, even though we can't see with our naked eyes,
但我们确实地知道我们的主已经进入了荣耀
However, we truly know for a certainty that the Lord has gone into glory.
且登上了宝座
And he also ascended to the precious throne.
因为在五旬节那天他就是那极贵重的膏油浇在他的头上
Because on the day of Pentecost, the very precious ointment was poured forth on his head.
就是浇在那位比亚伦更大的大祭司的头上。
The oil was poured forth on this high priest that is greater than Aaron.
流了他的胡须，又流到衣襟。
And it was coming down through his beard and coming down to his robe.
将120个个体的门徒浇灌成基督的身体。
And this precious oil poured forth has baptized 120 disciples into one body.
使徒彼得解释说，这就是。那位被钉十字架的耶稣被受膏被立为主立为基督了
And the Apostle Peter said that this is the Christ who has been anointed and his Lord and Christ
并且是同一个浇灌
And through the pouring forth of the same Holy Spirit
就如同一个横穿2000年历史的一个极大的极长的瀑布跟水流一样
And this Holy Spirit is also like this waterfall and water stream that has gone through 2,000 years of history.
将你我每一个人在我们蒙恩得救的时候都一个一个的进入到这同一个身体里头去。
So you and I, every single person who has been saved by grace, would all be baptized into the same body.
在教会历史上的头一个殉道者也是得胜者他向我们见证说
The first martyr and overcomer of church history testified to us in this way.
那就是斯提凡。
And the person is Stephen.
他说他看见神子在荣耀里头站在神的右边。
He said that he saw the Son of God standing in glory beside the right hand of God.
我们弟兄提到约翰在巴摩的海岛上，他看见人子在荣耀当中行在七个金灯台中间。
Our brother also shared previously that the Apostle John also saw someone who is in glory walking around the seven golden lampstands.
而且呢，被杀的羔羊已经登上了荣耀的宝座。
Also, the lamb that was slain has ascended into the precious throne.
所以我们确实的知道我们的主已经在荣耀里头。
So we clearly know that our Lord is already in glory.
他今天就在荣耀里头。
Today he is in glory.
那么他今天在荣耀里头要做什么呢？
Now today, what is he doing when he is in glory?
有神有一个心意，就是将来有在荣耀里头有一个团体的人。
Because God's heart's desire is to have a corporate man in glory.
这个人就是团体的基督。
And this corporate man is the corporate Christ.
主的话告诉我们说，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候。
The word of the Lord has told us that when the fullness of the times come.
这里的这个那个日期也是时间。
The word times here is also referring to timing.
在希腊原文里头是多数的时间。
In the original Greek, it refers to the plural.
就是说，当神为安排、为成就他这个计划所安排划分的每一个时间段，全部都完结、都满足的时候。
Which means when God, according to His plan, has carved out all these dispensations and all of them have fully come to fruition.
他的荣耀的旨意。要成就在一个人的身上
And his glorious will be accomplished in one man.
是一个荣耀的人
This is a glorious man.
是一个荣耀的团体的人
It is a glorious corporate man.
有弟兄称他为宇宙人
Some brother refers to this person as a universal man.
这个人的头是基督
This universal man has Christ at his head.
身体是教会
And the body is the church.
是那充满万有者的丰满
It is the fullness of him who fills all in all.
神要将万有都伏在基督的脚下。
So that he wants to subject all things under his feet.
也就是伏在教会之下。
And he wants all things to be subject under the feet of the church.
他要基督要向着教会做万有之首。
So toward the church, Christ is ruler of all things.
把万有都带回到基督的头之下。
And all things will be brought under the headship of Christ.
是他向着来统管万有
so that he can rule and reign all things
启示录二十一章二十二章就让我们看见一点点这个成就以后是个什么样子
so Revelations 21:22 shows us a little bit of what would happen when his will has been fully accomplished
因为在那里在那个城里头不用日月光照用神的荣耀光照用羔羊为城的灯
And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine upon it, for the glory of God has illumined it.
列国要在城的光中行走，地上的君王必向自己的荣耀归于那城。
Revelations 21:24, and the nations shall walk by its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory into it.
人必将列国的荣耀尊贵归于那城。
And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it.
凡不洁净的，那并那行可憎与虚谎之事的，总不得进那城。
In verse 27, and nothing unclean and no one who practices abomination and lying shall ever come into it.
只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的才得进去。
But only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是保罗所传讲神的福音。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the gospel proclaimed by the Apostle Paul.
是一个能完全照着主的心意被带进荣耀里头的人。
This is a man who is totally according to the will of God, being brought into the glory of God.
今天这个人他自己已经在荣耀里头。
This now currently this man is in glory himself.
同时也借助圣灵，荣耀的灵今天住在我们的你我在我们里头安家。
Also through the Holy Spirit, He is also making His home in our hearts.
我要把我们带进那个荣耀里头去。
For the sole purpose of bringing us into glory.
就是带进那团体的基督的荣耀里头去。
Which is to bring all of us into glory of this corporate man.
神已经定义，他要把这个荣耀坐在我们的身上。
God has already determined that He would constitute glory in us.
他可以用万事相互效力来成就这件事情。
He can cause all things to work for good to accomplish this goal.
这就是神向着他众儿女那个荣耀的心意和预备。
This is the glorious will and preparation that God has toward His multitude of children.
就是他定义要把众子带到荣耀里头去。
Which is He has determined to bring many sons into glory.
我们要用雅各的经历来看看神怎么样把荣耀坐在我们每一个人的身上。
And now we need to use the story of Jacob to see how God constitute glory in each one of us.
弟兄姊妹，你们觉得我们，你有没有觉得我们的祷告常常很欠缺？
Do you feel that your prayers a lot of times have fallen short?
甚至有很多的团体的祷告，我们那个祷告真是就像雅各在伯特利的祷告一样。
And even for our corporate prayers, a lot of times it's just like the prayers of Jacob in Bethel.
神在伯特利，在他的梦中给他一个极大的应许。
In a vision, in a dream, God has given Jacob a great promise in Bethel.
那个应许是给亚伯拉罕的应许。
Which is the same promise that God has granted to Abraham.
就是他的后裔要像地上的尘沙那么多。
Which is that his descendants shall be like the dust of the earth.
要得他躺卧之地为业。
And God will give it the land that he lied to him as his possessions.
地上的万族都要因着他和他的后裔蒙福。
All the families of the earth shall be blessed through him and his descendants.
然而奸诈的雅各他却祷告说。
However, Jacob being so treacherous, he prayed in this manner.
他说神若与我同在。在我所行的路上保佑我，给我食物吃，给我食衣服穿，使我平平安安回到我父的家里，我就必以耶和华为我的神。
And this is found in Genesis 28. Jacob prayed in this manner: If God will be with me and will keep me on this journey that I take, and will give me food to eat and garments to wear, and I will return to my father's house in safety, then the Lord will be my God, and this stone which I have set as a pillar will be God's house.And all that thou dost give me, I will surely give a tenth to thee.
我们姊妹已经翻译出来了。我所立柱子的石头，必做神的殿。凡你所赐我的，我再还给你十分之一。
Sorry, I read one verse more. So,
弟兄姊妹，你觉得这个祷告熟悉不熟悉呢
？Are you familiar with this type of prayer?
就我是熟悉的。
To me, this is very familiar.
有很多年前，我就有很多这样的祷告。
Many years ago, I have many similar prayers.
还有很多的祷告根本还赶不上这样的祷告。
I have many other prayers that can't even reach to this standard.
你有没有听说过有这样的还会有这样的事情
？Have you ever even heard of this incident?
一个蒙恩多年的人
，As somebody who has been saved by grace for many, many years.
有一天终于从圣经当中得到了亮光。
Finally, he got some light from reading the Bible.
那就是女儿是我的，外孙是我的，你所有的都是我的。
Which is to say, the daughters are mine, the grandchildren are mine, and all you have are mine.
弟兄姊妹，熟悉不熟悉这是谁的话
？Are you familiar of whose words this is?
这是当奸诈的雅各从比他更奸诈的那个舅舅拉班那里逃跑出来的时候。
Which is when a treacherous Jacob was fleeing from his uncle Laban, who was even more treacherous than he is.
他带着做了他妻子的两个表妹，做了他妾的两个使女，这四个妻妾给他生的11个儿子，还有许多的仆婢、骆驼、牛群、羊群，向着他的父家跑去。
So Jacob was running toward his father's house with his two cousins who have become his wives, and his two maids who have become his concubines, and these four wives have given him 11 children, 11 sons, and many bond slaves and maid slaves and cattle and flocks.
当拉班追上他的时候，这是拉班向他所说的话。
So when Laban finally got caught up with him, this is what Laban said to Jacob.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得像我们这样的人还有希望吗
？Brothers and sisters, people like us, do we still have hope?
像我们这样像雅各那样败坏奸诈的人还有希望吗
？Do people like Jacob, so corrupt, so treacherous, do we still have hope?
甚至比雅各更坏的人还有希望吗
？People who are worse than Jacob, do we still have hope?
像我们这已经年过半百的人还有希望吗
？For people who are over half a century old, do we still have hope?
还有更多的老人家黄土已经埋到了脖子根，还会有希望吗
？And even people who are older, who has one foot in the grave, do we still have hope?
我们要看看神的话是怎么样讲的。
Let's see what the word of God tells us.
因为他说他预先所定下的人又招他们来。
Because he says that those I predestined, I also called.
他所招来的人叫称他们为义。
And whom he called, he will justify.
所称为义的人叫叫他们得荣耀。
And he whom he justified, he also glorified.
这个神定义要做成的事情。
This is something that God surely determined will accomplish.
而且神的恩赐和选召是没有反悔，不能废除，不能撤回的。
And the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable, cannot be set aside and cannot be retracted.
神从来没有放弃雅各。
God has never given up on Jacob.
神也从来绝不会放弃你我。
And God will never ever forsake you or I.
当雅各在伯特利遇见神的时候
，When Jacob met God in Bethel.
并且跟神讨价还价的时候
，And as he was haggling with God.
你知道雅各有多大吗
？You know how great Jacob thinks he is.
应该是已经77岁了。
Oh, how old he is? He should have been 77.
这个东西不难计算，你开会会完以后你要找我，我很快给你算出来。
This is not hard to calculate. After the meeting, I will lay down the mathematics for you.
不是像我们所想象的，是一个年轻英俊的小伙子。
He wasn't like a handsome young dude that we imagined.
身在一个77岁的老人家身上还会有希望。
So as a person who has a grand old age of 77, does he have hope that God can work in him?
你说雅各的功课学的真是很慢啊。
You know, Jacob is really slow in learning his lessons.
他在母亲肚子里头就跟他哥哥一直打架，要争总长子的名分。
Even in his mother's womb, he was fighting with his older brother to fight for being the older son.
他出生的时候还薅着哥哥的脚脖子，不让他先出来。
As he was being born, he was grabbing the heel of his older brother to prevent the brother from coming out.
当这些都失败以后
，After all his schemes have failed,
那哥哥在外头打猎。
His older brother was hunting outside.
他就躲在帐篷里头。
He was hiding himself in a tent.
他就在那观察。
He was observing.
来统计。
And he was calculating.
统计他什么时候走，什么时候回来。
He was counting when the older brother is leaving and coming back.
在那里盘算谋划。
And he was scheming and he was planning.
在那里等待时机。
And he was waiting for the opportune time.
用了几十年的时间。
And he used 10 some years.
几乎机会终于来了。
And then the opportunity came.
哥哥回来都要饿死了。
His older brother came and he was famished.
他就用一碗小小的馄饨汤啊，那个馄饨汤不是馄饨汤。
And so he used a very small bowl of red soup or French onion soup.
把哥哥张子的名分给骗过来了。
And he cheated his brother of his birthright.
我们不知道这有多，我们不知道这有几十年。
We don't know how many 10+ years that has ensued.
不知道这是不是已经快77岁了。
We don't know whether this happened when he was about to turn 77.
在这之后。
After this incident,
在又伙同他有偏爱的母亲
，and then together he conspired with his mother who has always been partial to him.
他们一同合谋来骗取他哥哥长子的祝福。
And together they conspired to steal the blessings of his older brother.
这个是应该是他快要77岁的时候。
At this time he was close to 77.
因为这件事情，他两次骗了哥哥。
Because of this, he has cheated his brother these two times.
第二次骗完以后，哥哥就起意要杀他。
And after the second cheating, his brother decided he's going to kill him.
但是你知道，那个以扫啊，是个浑浑沌沌的人。
But you know, Esau is someone who is not a schemer.
心里有计划，他嘴里就讲出来。
He blurted out everything that is in his heart.
不是像雅各那样在几十年都藏在心里，没有人知道。
It's not like Jacob who's scheming secretly in his heart 10+ years.
所以这样的这个话就传到了他的母亲利百加的耳中。
And so Esau's words came to the ears of his mother Rebecca.
所以这样母亲就给他设计，让他逃到他舅舅家去避风。
So the mother set the scheme for Jacob to go to his uncle's house to ride out the storm.
当他在逃亡之中无家可归之时。
In his escape, while he had no home to turn to,
那位没有家的神，就在伯特利遇见了他。
The God who also did not have a home met him in Bethel.
向他显现。
And God showed himself to Jacob.
并赐给他极大极宝贵的应许。
And God also granted him this great and precious promise.
雅各是一个奸诈的雅各。
Jacob.Surely was a treacherous Jacob.
神为了把雅各带进荣耀里头去。
In order for God to bring Jacob into glory,
他必须彻底对付雅各的奸诈。
God need to totally deal with the treachery of Jacob.
所以他就借着利百加的计谋，把雅各带到一个比他更奸诈的很多的舅舅那里去。去调教他。
So through the schemes of his mother Rebecca, he was sent to an uncle who was even more treacherous than he was.
这一对付就是二十年。
This dealing took 20 years.
这二十年当中，
In this 20 years,
用雅各自己的话说, 他为了自己所抓的受尽了艰辛,
according to the words of Jacob himself, because of what he wanted to grasp, he has gone through all sorts of affliction.
14年为了两个妻子,
so he a slave 14 years for two wives.
6年为了羊群,
he slaved 6 years for the flocks.
常常白日受尽干热, 黑夜受尽寒霜, 不得合眼睡觉。
By day the heat consumed him, and the frost by night, and his sleep fled from his eyes.
拉班却14次改了他的工价。
And Laban has changed his wages 10 times.
他那两个妻子呢，又相互争风吃醋， 明争暗斗。
And his two wives are jealous of each other. So there's palace coup, there's power struggle in the open and behind the scenes.
可怜的雅各，无论在外在家都没有安宁之日。
This poor Jacob, whether he's at home or outside of the home, he has not a day of peace.
雅各终于从他们身上看到了他自己。
So Jacob finally saw himself in these individuals.
认识到了自己的败坏。
He truly knew his own corruption.
因此在那比路伊勒整夜跟随在那儿摔跤之后，
So after he has been wrestling for the whole night in Peniel,
他可以向神说， 你若不祝福我， 我就不能让你走。
And he could say to God, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
因为他认识到， 如果没有神， 没有神的祝福， 他没有办法生活。
Because he realized that without God and without the blessing of God, he cannot lead a life.
神就可以借此给他更名叫以色列。
Therefore, through this incident, God can change his name to Israel.
就是神尊贵的王子。
Israel means the royal prince of God.
不再是为自己抓的雅各。
And Jacob ceased to become this man who was just grabbing everything for himself and for his own things.
并且向他启示。
And God also revealed himself.
从伯特利的那一个晚上直到这个时候。
From that night in Bethel to this point.
表面上看他是一直在跟人在那里较量。
On the surface, he was fighting men.
他是一直在，事实上他是一直在黑暗当中与神在摔跤。
In reality, he was wrestling with God in the dark all this time.
已经过比路以勒。
After he passed through Peniel,
已被称为神尊贵的王子。
Once he has been called the most royal prince of God.
圣经告诉我们说，日头就出来了。
The Bible tells us that the sun arose.
雅各就可以在光明中生活了。
Jacob could now start to lead his life in light.
不再待在黑暗当中了。
He no longer abides in darkness.
这是雅各一生当中一个最大的转折点。
This is the greatest turning point in the life of Jacob.
弟兄姊妹，比路以勒的经历必须是我们每一个人的经历。
Brothers and sisters, the experience of Peniel must be your experience and my experience.
是我们每一个人都要必须经过的。
This is something that every single one of us has to experience.
我们每个人都来自己问问自己。
We need to ask our own selves.
我是否经过了比路以勒？
Have I gone through Peniel?
我是否认识了我在黑暗中与人较量，事实上是在神，在与神摔跤？
Am I superficially fighting with men, but in reality, I'm striving with God?
我们是否从与我们较量的人身上看见了自己和自己的败坏？
Do we see when we fight with people, do we see ourselves and our own corruption in those people?
我们是否明白离开了神和他的恩典，我们就没有办法生活？
Do we understand that apart from God and His grace, we cannot lead a life?
这些问题的答案会告诉我们说，我们现在有没有经过比路以勒？
The answers to these questions will tell us whether we have experienced Peniel or not.
雅各虽然经过了比路以勒，
Jacob, even though he has gone through the experience of Peniel,
虽然名字被改成以色列，
even though his name has been changed to Israel,
他还是一个基本上活在自己里头的人。
Basically, he is still a person who was living in himself.
大多的时候还是凭着自己的聪明能力来行事。
Most of the times, he is still relying on his own wits and capabilities.
基本上还是一个只会为自己打算的人。
Basically, he is still counting what is good for him.
神要把荣耀置作在雅各身上。
In order for God to constitute glory in the body of Jacob,
就必须对他进行更加严厉的剥夺。
God needs to do an even more severe stripping.
比如说，借着迫使他离开事件。
For instance, God forced him to leave Shechem, and God basically stripped Jacob of all his possessions.
剥夺了他心爱的妻子拉结。
And God also stripped him of his most beloved wife, Rachel.
剥夺了他爱妻和他所生，他心中最喜爱的儿子约瑟。
And God also stripped him of Joseph, the son who he loved the most from the wife that he loved the most.
最后也剥夺了他唯一的性爱，就是拉结给他所生的最小的儿子便雅悯。
And finally, God stripped him of Benjamin, the youngest son that Rachel, his beloved wife, bore him toward her age.
真是如同，真是就如同主向埃菲马尔弟兄要他手中最小的那一把钥匙，最后的最小的那一把钥匙一样。
It is just like God was asking F.B. Meyer for the smallest and the last key of his life, of his heart.
这时的雅各已经不再有自己。
Now Jacob.Ceased to have his own self.
神就可以向他开始启示，是那纯全、善良和喜悦的旨意。
God can finally reveal to Jacob that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
当他从绝望当中忽然如梦方醒，知道约瑟还活着的时候。
When in his total utter despair, he is as if he just woke up from a dream and he realized Joseph was still alive.
他立刻的反应是：我要下去见我儿子，在我死之前。
His immediate reaction was, before I die, I need to go right away to Egypt to see my son.
但是当他到了伯特到了别是巴的时候
，But when he reached Beersheba,
他忽然停下来，向神献祭。
He suddenly stopped himself and offered sacrifices to God.
神必须在夜间当中的异象当中向他显现。
God revealed himself in visions of the night.
呼叫他。然后他回答说：“我在这里。”
And God called out to him, and he said, "Here I am."
从他的回答，我在这里。
From this response, "Here I am."
我们看见他已经完全像他的祖父亚伯拉罕。
We can see that Jacob is totally like his grandfather Abraham.
随时势力等候在神的面前。
He's constantly standing and waiting before God.
神必须对他说：“你下埃及去，不要害怕。”
So God has to say to him, "Do not fear about going down to Egypt."
雅各在那里害怕什么呢？
What is Jacob afraid of?
他的儿子在约瑟在埃及当了宰相。
His son Joseph is the prime minister of Egypt.
22年了，他可以终于可以见到他的儿子了。
He waited 22 years. He finally could see his son.
下埃及去有什么可怕的呢？
What is it so fearful to go down to Egypt?
这个问题并不难回答。
This is not a difficult question to answer.
因为他在这里向神献祭。
Because he's offering sacrifices to God.
他半道上忽然停下来向神献祭。
He suddenly stopped in his ways and then offered sacrifices to God.
因为他才求问神，神的旨意如何成就。
Because he was inquiring of the Lord as to how God's will can be accomplished.
他现在开始完全体贴神的心意。
Now he is totally mindful of the will of God.
因为神给他的应许是在这片应许之地。
Because God's promise relates to this specific land.
如果他把全家都带到了埃及去，神的应许如何成就？
If he brought his whole entire family to Egypt, how would the will of God be accomplished?
去见耶稣不能成为拦阻神旨意成就的原因。
He did not want going down to see Joseph as a hindrance to the fulfillment of the will of God.
为了成就神的心意，他可以不去见约瑟。
In order to fulfill God's heart's desire, Jacob would rather not go down to see Joseph.
这是雅各当时的光景。
This is the condition of Jacob at the time.
他的生命到了一个登峰造极的程度。
He has gone to the highest peak in his life.
一个一生只会为自己抓的人。
Someone who used to only grab everything for him own self.
终于有了180度的大回转。
He had a huge 180 degree turn.
因为他一见到Pharaoh 就给他祝福。
Because when the moment he saw Pharaoh, he blessed him.
临死的时候。
Prior to Jacob's death.
他的光景更加荣耀。
His condition was even more glorious.
他伏在床头上敬拜神。
He bowed in worship at the head of his bed.
称他的神是那一生牧养他直到今日的神。
He called him the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day.
临死之时，他念念不忘神的应许。
Even until his death, he always keep in mind the will of God's promise.
叮嘱耶稣。神必带领他们重返应许之地。
And he keeps reminding Joseph to bring them back to the promised land.
从他向着十二个儿子临终时候所说的预言跟祝福当中。
from the blessings and prophecy that he uttered for his 12 sons.
我们可以看见他临死的时候灵里的光景是何等的明亮。
We can see how glorious his condition was prior to his death.
这就是神如何把荣耀制作在一个诡诈的雅各身上。
This is how God can constitute glory in a person as treacherous as Jacob.
使他成了一个名副其实的以色列，神最尊贵的王子。
So that Jacob could finally live up to his name, the royal prince of God.
对不起，时间到了，但是我还要给弟兄姊妹借几分钟。
My time is up, but I'll borrow a few minutes from you.
我像陈希宗弟兄那样只借不还的。
I am just like Brother Chen. I'm just borrowing time. I won't return time to you.
弟兄姊妹，神能把雅之荣耀制造在雅各身上。
If God can constitute glory in Jacob,
他也一定能够制造在我们的身上。
Surely He will constitute glory in you and in me.
因为他是那位从昨日、今日直到永远都是一样的神。
Because He is the God who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
因为他的选召是没有反悔的，是不能撤回的。
Because His calling is irrevocable and cannot be retracted.
我没有理由灰心失望。
We have no reason to be despair or lose hope.
因为这不在乎我们，只在乎那位施恩发怜悯的神。
Because this is not dependent on us, but it is dependent on God who has mercy and grace toward us.
我们的弟兄提到约翰在巴摩的海岛上。
Our brother shared earlier that John was on the island of Patmos.
我们的主可以用任何的环境。
Our God can use any circumstance.
可以主动的安排各样的环境。
He can proactively arrange any circumstance.
我要把他的心意，把他的荣耀制作在我们的身上。
So that he can accomplish his heart's desire and his will in us.
就如同雅各给雅各安排那样的环境制作在他身上一样。
Just like he constituted the circumstances in Jacob.
当约翰在巴摩海岛上的时候。
When John was in the island of Patmos.
从人的角度来看，是罗马帝国是人把他发配到巴摩海岛上去。
From the perspective of men, it was the Roman Empire who has exiled John to the island of Patmos.
但是主的角度，从约翰的眼中来看
，But from the perspective of God and from the perspective of the Apostle Paul,
是我们的主主动给他安排了这样的环境。
It is the Lord proactively who has arranged all these circumstances for him.
因为约翰告诉我们说。
Because John told us,
他在那里是为了神的道和耶稣基督的见证。
Because he was on the island because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
不是罗马帝国把他送过去的。
It wasn't the Roman Empire who sent him.
是主把他带过去的。
It was the Lord who brought him there.
因为主有话要给他说。
Because the Lord has words to say to him.
因为主要借着他向我们说话。
Because the Lord wanted to speak to us through him.
这就是今天的启示录。
This is the revelation that we have in our hands.
主可以用以让万事相互效力。
God can cause all things to work for good.
可以安排各样的环境。
He can arrange all kinds of circumstances.
他坐在宝座上统管一切。
And his workings is the same all the time.
直到把荣耀制作在我们的身上。
Until he constitute glory in each one of us.
直到他的心意成就在我们的身上。
Until his heart's desire is accomplished in us.
愿神在我们身，在我们每个人的身上早早制作出这样的荣耀。
May God can constitute His glory in us earlier.
好带我们进入基督那团体荣耀的丰满里头去。
So that we can enter into the fullness of the glory of the corporate man.
愿主实在是借着他的，照着他的心意，来恩待我们。
May God be gracious to us according to His heart's desire.
我借的时间，不还了。
So I'm not going to return my borrowed time.
我们现在有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们实在要把感谢都来归给你。
We want to give you all thanksgiving.
是你自己向我们有了这样何等荣耀的心意。
It is you who has this glorious thought toward us.
你也预备了要成就这何等荣耀心意所需要的一切。
And you have also prepared everything to accomplish this glorious thought.
我们愿意在这里说主我们都在这里
We want to say we are all here Lord
我们都侍立在你自己的面前
We are all standing in your presence
愿意照着你自己的心愿把荣耀制作在我们的身上
May you according to your heart's desire constitute glory in us
好让我们的日子在这里荣耀你自己的名
So that we can glorify your name in your days
好让将来你能够早日把我们带进那荣耀里头去
So that in the future you can bring us into your glory sooner
谢谢你早晨与我们同在。
Thank you for your presence this morning.
愿你恩待你自己的话语。
Be gracious to your words.
奉靠主耶稣圣名。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen.